Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt das Wachim, Perig Yud Dalid, Mischna Aleph. Paras Chattas, Shesarfa Chutz Megita. Paras Chattas means a para aduma. We call it a Chattas because the Lashon of the Pasig is Chattasi. Now, the para aduma is taken to Har Zeisim, which is east of Yerushalayim. Today, if you would go to the Kaisel, east of the Kaisel is the Har Zeisim. Top of the Har Zeisim, you'd be at a place which is opposite the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a special big pit in the ground that was prepared to burn the paraduma. The paraduma was shechted and burnt in the pit. If it was shechted or burnt anywhere else, it's not kosher. So we have to understand what we just learned. After learning the whole sugya, of course, we just learned the Mishnayos. Shchutei chutz, or taking a mizbeach outside of the Azara, here suddenly we have this paraduma that has to be taken outside. Now, is there any other carbon that has to be processed outside of the Azara, that's what you're supposed to do? And the answer is yes. Zakta Mishta Vaita V'chein Soir HaMishta Le'ayach. On Yom Kippur, two goats were brought to the courtyard, to the Azara. One became the Soir HaNase Bifnim, and the other was the Soir Le'azazel, sent away to a cliff called Azazel and pushed down. So now, let's see our Mishnah. Paras chatas, a paraduma, shesarafa chutz megita. Now, we know he's not shechting and burning the paraduma in the Azara. We know that he's burning it outside of the Azara. He's supposed to. But he's not doing it where he's supposed to. He's supposed to do it in this gas, in this pit, on Har HaZeisim. And he did it someplace else. Or, v'chein, for that matter, sorry mishtalech shekriva b'chutz. He took the sorry mishtalech, but instead of sending it down, Lazazel, he put it up on the Mizbeach outside of the Azara. Now, there's no shaila that the paraduma is pasul, and a paraduma could be pretty expensive. The Sar Lazazel is pasul. We weren't yaitz of the chayiv. But is he chayiv? Like you would be chayiv for putting any other carbon up on a Mizbeach outside of the Azara. It's like the Mishnah Potter. He's not chayiv for that. He's Potter. Shnema, because the pasuk says, Vel Pesach El Moed Lo Yaviyah. When the Torah talks about being chayiv for being makar carbon outside of the Azara, it says he didn't bring it to the Pesach El Moed. So it's something that should have been brought to the Pesach El Moed. But kol shein roi lovi el Pesach El Moed, it's supposed to be taken out and chayav and olav, even though he didn't do it the right way. But the Maisi is not chayiv. So again, a paras chatas, which is a para aduma, that's supposed to be burnt on the Har HaZeisim opposite the Makom HaMikdash in a special pit. In that pit there's a whole set of woods that are prepared. Umaisi didn't do it there. He took it out and burnt it outside of the pit. Or the story of Mishtalech. He was makrevit outside. He was supposed to send it down Lazazel. Instead, he was makrevit outside. Both are possible, but he's not chayiv for being makrevit carbon outside, and that's because the pasuk says, Vel Pesach El Moed Loi Hevi'oi. It has to be something which is normally done in the Oil Moed, meaning to say, in the Azara. Not something that was meant to be processed outside, even though he didn't do it in the right place or in the right way outside.